So good morning, this is Gilles. We are under the banyan tree and I'm going to give you an update of the situation of the work at Matrimandir. We still intend to complete Matrimandir for the end of the year because we want to make sure that it will be ready for the 21st February, which will mark, as you well know, Mother's birthday, and also will be the 36 years of construction of Matrimandir. 36 is a very interesting number because it's 3 times 12, and you know that 12 is everywhere in Matrimandir because it is a number of perfection and the number of the Universal Mother. So the two main works which have to be completed in Saint Matrimandir are what we call the inner skin and the twin spiral ramps. So the inner skin is basically some very special fabric which is made of glass fiber, which is stretched on aluminium triangles. All these aluminium triangles are ready. Most of them have been dismantled so that we can send them for powder coating. Many have come back. And out of the 800 triangles, about 200, I think, now are ready to be installed inside. We are waiting to install them because we are presently repainting completely the inner skin and also installing little things in plastic to hold the cables which are necessary for the lighting of this inner skin. The lighting of the inner skin will be done by LED modules of different colors which are taken care of by managed by a computer so that we can give absolutely any color to any of these triangles. So it's an extremely sophisticated system which will allow us to have the very precise color which Mother wanted. You know that from outside Matrimandir looks like a radiating golden supramental sun, but that from the inside Mother wanted it to look like a translucent globe which irradiates a very particular color which she called grace light, one of the many grace lights, one of the main grace light being white, but this one is the color of the Auroville hibiscus, and it means the color of the supramental body. So this is the color Mother wanted for the inside of Matrimandir. And this, so we are applying on each of the each of the 800 potholes, we are sticking a little piece of cloth of a sail, which is of the color we want to have, but it probably is not yet the right color, but it will be very simple to change it because we have to adjust it to find the very precise color. But we can find the precise color only after putting it on all the triangle, on all potholes. So I think within a month we'll probably be able to start installing the first triangles. Now for the twin spiral ramps, the work that has to be done is put something kind of false ceiling material under the spiral ramp. This will be given to a contractor in Pondicherry. For the top of the ramp, we have decided to have a honeycomb material made in aluminium, it's a material which is used to make the floor of commercial aircrafts, and it's very light, very very strong, very rigid. And we are most likely going to get this material from America. We are expecting now the first sample, but it looks very good. And the parapets, there will be a carpet made of white carpet on top of this aluminium material. This we have not yet identified the manufacturer, but it's a commercial carpet, white carpet. It's a synthetic carpet, basically, because it can't be a very delicate carpet. It's impossible to have a delicate carpet there. Then the parapets will be made of glass, and that will be made by a company in Bangalore. And the curvature is changing all the time, so it's a very special job to do, but normally there should be no problem. We have found a way to fix these parapets on the ramp itself. Now we are very satisfied with it. And then on top of the glass, there will be a handrail made in wood, and that Anand from Euroform said we'll do it. It's just a couple of months to do it, 2-3 months maybe, to do this job. We cannot start the work on the ramp as long as we have not removed the scaffolding which is necessary to do the inner skin. For the outside of Matrimandir, our main concern, we have just finished 2 days ago the sandblasting of the structure. And so now within 1 week or 2 weeks maximum, we will have finished to redo the waterproofing membrane of the entire structure. It took us more than 2 years and 50 people to redo this entire waterproofing membrane. But now this is almost over, and it will take us a few more months to put all the disk. So we are not worried about being able to put back all the disk. That is sure in time. The time it takes depends on how many people we put there, but we are maybe, so we have other works for people. So let's see what we are, but this is not our way. The disk will all be there, no problem. The main concern is about the four entrances, because there it is not the decoration above the four entrances, above and around the four entrances, because it is not entirely within our hands, because we need a lot of golden tiles, which are manufactured in Pondy by the factory of one of our very generous donors, our most generous donor. And so it depends on his capacity to finance and manufacture all these tiles in time. He has assured us that he can do it, but this is not in our hands. So we cannot guarantee absolutely that all four doors, the decoration above and around these four doors will be complete. We want to make it ready. We'll do everything in our capacity to do it. But if it is not possible, as long as one entrance is completely finished, it allows Matrimandir to be usable full time as we want. So that is not, it would not be dramatic if the other doors are not complete. The 12 petals are almost ready. The only thing remains is that there are only six which are painted. The next six need to be painted. It's 2 days work for each one, so it's not a problem. The air conditioning, only two have an air conditioning. We are working on the other ones. It's a question of placing the order. It's quite a lot of money, but that is going on. This also will be ready. And the lighting, we have made various experiments, and I think now we have something which is quite satisfactory, but I think along the years we'll try to improve the lighting of the inner chamber of these 12 meditation rooms. The lotus pond under the Matrimandir is complete, except for very minor details, and the space under each of the four pillars is also complete. So all this will definitely be ready for the end of the year. As far as the garden are concerned, our main concern is to finish, and we have almost finished, the 12 radial pathways, which represent actually symbolically the 12 rays of this radiating supramental sun. And they are all paved. I mean, there is one last one which is not paved, which we are just starting within a few days. And part of it is already done, actually. But part of the structure is already done. The first circular pathway around Matrimandir is completed. The second one, which we call the garden path, is the one which goes through the 12 gardens. And we are only making 5 meters of this pathway, each at the crossing, on both sides of the crossing with the radials. Because in the middle, we do not know, we are not sure, as long as the design of the gardens are not finished, we are not sure whether there will be a big sculpture, pond, or something like that in the middle. So as long as the design of the gardens are not finalized, we cannot finish this second circular pathway. The major work that is going on presently is the irrigation system. We are installing a fully computerized and automatic irrigation system, which is connected to, it has its own meteorological station. And this work is progressing now very well and should be complete. I mean, the contractor affirms that it will be ready in 1 month. I think it's more reasonable to say it will be ready in 2 months, maybe 3 months even. But definitely it will be completed in time. And we are also at the same time finishing the contouring of the entire gardens. You know that one of the things that Matrimandir symbolizes is a full-blown lotus. The lotus, of course, symbolizes the divine consciousness. Lotus is also the name of Sri Aurobindo. Aurobindo means lotus in Bengali. And all these garden movements, movement of us in the garden, represent the various petals of this full-blown lotus. So this is what is going on also. The gardens, there are several ideas, several models have been made. Some prototypes with very low-cost material have been made in some of the gardens. But no decision has been taken yet. We hope that some decisions that we can move with about the completion and the finalization of the design of the gardens when Roger comes back, and Narad should also be there in August probably, that we can come up with some, can move forward with the garden. But as of now, there is nothing that has been finalized in the gardens to express this 12 consciousness which Mother wanted to see expressed.